Hello, and welcome to Things That Go Bump in the Night. This is JC Bratton coming to you from San Jose, California. In today's episode, we're going to focus on a phenomenon called the Mandela Effect. So you may have recalled at some point in your life, maybe a friend or colleague, acquaintance, etc., who may have said, hey, you know, I think there was supposed to be some sort of movie in the 90s with Sinbad where he played some sort of genie. And I can't find anything about this movie today. This is so weird because I could have sworn to you I've heard of this movie before. Or you might hear somebody say, no, I clearly remember Darth Vader saying, Luke, I am your father, not no, I am your father. So as you can see, you know, you'll have these sort of impressions and you wonder where they come from. So sure enough, the Mandela effect actually describes a situation in which a person or group of people have a false memory of an event. Fiona Broom coined a term over a decade ago when she created a website detailing her recollections of former South African President Nelson Mandela dying in prison in the 1980s. Nelson Mandela did not die in prison in the 1980s. After serving 27 years in prison, Mandela served as the president of South Africa between 1994 and 1999 and then passed away in 2013. But despite these facts, Broom seemed to remember international news coverage of Mandela's death from the 1980s. She even found others who had almost identical memories of Mandela's death in the 20th century. So what are the causes of this? Why are people remembering things that actually didn't happen? Now, there's an article here in Medical News Today that covers a number of the potential causes. So we're going to go through those. So the first concept is a potential reason for all this is something called false memories. So the concept of false memories provides one potential explanation. False memories are untrue or distorted recollections of an event. Some false memories contain elements of fact closely resembling the actual event in question. However, others are entirely false. Although the idea of false memories cause discomfort for some people, memory mistakes are quite common. Memory does not quite work like a camera, objectively cataloging images, events, and statements in their purest forms. Emotions and personal bias can both influence memories. Researchers have been discovering a simple method of inducing false memories, and it's called the DRM task paradigm. So during the DRM task paradigm, participants read a list of semantically related words such as zebra, monkey, whale, snake, elephant. After reading the list, researchers will ask the participants whether or not they recall a lure word, which is another related word not included in the list. A lure word in the above example might be lion. Although the term is semantically related to the other words in the list, it's not present. Usually, the participants will recognize the lure word and recall reading it, even though it was never on the list. According to the authors of one 2017 study, people remembered false memories induced via the DRM task paradigm for as long as 60 days. So that's definitely one possible explanation. So another explanation is called confabulation. So confabulations are false statements or retelling of events that lack relevant evidence or factual support. Although confabulations are technically false statements, the speaker will regard these statements as fact. So there was a 2017 article in which a professor stated that most people are unaware of the information that would make their explanations accurate and are not able to provide better explanations. Confabulation is a common symptom of neurological conditions that affect memory, such as Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. When a person with dementia confabulates, they're not lying or attempting to deceive. They simply do not have the necessary information or awareness to recall a specific memory or event accurately. So another potential explanation is called priming. So priming describes a psychological phenomenon in which exposure to a stimulus directly influences a person's response to a subsequent stimulus. For example, if a person reads or hears the word grass, they will recognize another related word such as tree or lawnmower more quickly than an unrelated word. Priming is also known as suggestibility. It can influence a person's reactions and memory. For instance, the phrase, "Did you grab the red ball from the shelf?" is much more suggestive than the phrase, "Did you take anything from the shelf?" This is because the second phrase contains a general open-ended question, while the first describes an action of grabbing a specific object, the red ball. Therefore, the first phrase has a stronger influence on memory than the second phrase. And then lastly, there's the potential of alternative realities or parallel universes. So Broom describes the Mandela effect as having as a clear memory of an event that never occurred in this reality. Her explanation ties into several popular theories that suggest that the Mandela effect occurs when our reality interacts with other alternate realities or parallel universes. The concept of alternate realities originates from quantum physics and string theory. This theoretical framework explains that the universe and the very nature of reality in terms of tiny strings that vibrate in 10 dimensions. Based on string theory, one can assert that our universe is only one of many, potentially infinite other universes. This is known as the multiverse. Although the mathematical foundation of string theory works, the theory itself remains unproven and highly controversial. So as you can see here, there's a number of explanations deep rooted in psychology, neurology, and so forth that can explain why people can have some of these memories that may, just never really occurred, right? But then, we can look at the fantastical side of it where we can say, maybe this is related to some sort of alternate reality. So if we look at it, or if I look at it from my personal opinion, I think that most of these are just, purely related to the concepts of false memories, priming, confabulation, and so forth. I can totally see that. And actually, we have some proof of that. So if we go back to this whole concept about how, Sinbad had a movie in which he was a genie, well, Screen Rant just posted an article a few months ago where they did some more research on this whole thing. And they said, despite what many people believe, the Shazam movie simply does not exist. However, Sinbad did host a Sinbad the Sailor movie marathon in 1994, in which he dressed up as a genie. In addition, Shaquille O'Neal starred as a genie in the 1996 movie Kazam, which also may contribute to the collective confusion. In the film, a 5-century-old genie appears from a magic boombox and grants a teenage boy 3 wishes. Although some ardent believers think Kazam was just a ripoff or a remake of Sinbad's Shazam, but in all seriousness, you can see where people can get mixed up. I mean, Shaquille O'Neal and Sinbad are both very very tall, brooding a gentleman, and then also very popular during that time frame, and you can see how it can get mixed up, right? And that's kind of what happened, and I really think that that's kind of deep rooted in the whole ideas of false memories. But you really can't discredit some of these phenomenon, because for example, I actually think of myself as a pretty practical person and kind of can tell the difference between, fact and fiction and so forth. And I had a very, very unusual sort of related Mandela effect, if you want to call it that. What happened was maybe about 6 or 7 years ago, I was having a conversation about all the different teams that appeared in the Super Bowl. And when I looked at Super Bowl II, I had a clear memory that it was the Green Bay Packers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, in my mind, that was like who were the teams that were represented. But sure enough, it was actually the Green Bay Packers and the Oakland Raiders. But I had absolutely no memory of the Oakland Raiders being in the Super Bowl then. I knew about the appearance that happened in 1981 when they played against the Philadelphia Eagles, because I clearly remember that one. But I did not recall them being in a Super Bowl before that. And so it's just weird because deep at my core, deep rooted feeling, I just did not remember that way. And so that's where I think it makes it more confusing, right? Because it's not like, I can just show you the evidence and then you say, oh yeah, okay, maybe I didn't remember it right. But no, this is weird because I just had this strange feeling that that did not happen. If I reverse time and you know, you go back to when, I don't know, let's go back to 1990 and you asked me that same question, and I would have a distinct memory that it was the Kansas City Chiefs, and I could actually, you know, pull out an almanac and it'll say Kansas City Chiefs, you know? So that's how I felt, and that's how I think those are the kinds of Mandela effect sort of memories that people have that really you know, kind of, like I said, shake you at the core. So regardless of what you believe on this, it's a really interesting phenomenon. Again, you know, playing, you know, the tricks of the mind of sorts, or alternative realities. We don't know. So hopefully you find that very interesting. And I'll include some links to some of these articles that I've been reading on it when I publish the podcast. If you go to my Twitter page at BrattonJC, I'll include those links when I tweet this out. Thanks.